Welcome to The Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast. Today, we're diving into a really effective strategy, a way to turn those I-wish-I-would thoughts into more like, heck yeah, I did moments. We've got some fascinating research on something called implementation intentions.
Yes, that's right. They're essentially if-then plans for your brain.
If-then plans, okay.
Think of it as a simple but pretty powerful mental hack. It helps bridge that, you know, notorious gap between our good intentions and what we actually do.
Ah, the intention-action gap. I know it well.
We all do. So our goal today is really to explore how these if-then plans work, why they seem to be so effective, and most importantly, how you can start using them, like, right now to actually conquer your goals.
Okay, let's talk about the problem first, because we all know that story, right? You get fired up to make a change, hit the gym, learn something new, maybe stop procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
But then life happens, and those great intentions just sort of fizzle out.
Exactly. And it's not just you. Research actually shows that good intentions alone, they're surprisingly weak predictors of our behavior.
Really? Weaker than?
Sometimes, yeah. Past behavior can actually be a better predictor than just stating a goal. What you did last week often says more than what you promised for tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So the core issue often isn't the wanting, it's the failing to act on those intentions.
Right. So how do these implementation intentions fix that?
Well, they offer a really direct solution. Instead of a vague goal like, I want to eat healthier.
Yeah.
You create a very specific trigger response plan. Like, if I feel that afternoon energy dip, then I will grab an apple instead of reaching for the biscuit tin.
Ah, I see. It's concrete.
It's very concrete. It's about making a pre-commitment to a specific action in a specific situation. It makes the path much clearer.
So you're kind of pre-programming your response. Yeah. How does that work inside our heads? What's the mechanism?
Yeah, the term often used is strategic automaticity. By creating that if-then link, that if situation, it becomes mentally activated, almost like setting a mental alarm.
So you notice it more easily.
You notice it more. Your awareness is heightened, and your brain automatically starts queuing up the then behavior. It becomes more efficient, requires less conscious willpower.
Like driving a car, maybe. At first, it's all conscious steps.
Precisely. But eventually, hitting the brake becomes almost automatic. Implementation intentions aim for that same kind of automatic link for your goals.
That makes a lot of sense. It frees up mental energy.
Exactly. You're not debating it in the moment.
So, if we want to create these for ourselves, how do we make them effective? Any tips?
Definitely. First, think small and specific. Focus on minor but frequent actions that build towards the bigger goal.
Minor and frequent. Okay.
And the then part. It should be a really clearly defined short action, not the big goal itself and not the problem behavior you're trying to stop.
So not if it's Monday, then I'll run a marathon. More like?
More like if my alarm goes off at 7 a.m., then I will immediately put on my running shoes. Much smaller, much more doable.
Got it. What else?
Be strict. When the if happens, you do the then. No exceptions, no debating with yourself. That deliberation is what you're trying to bypass.
Right, defeats the purpose otherwise.
It does. And finally, remember, they're not set in stone. If the if situation stops happening often or the plan isn't working, you can revise it.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier, it's not just having the if-then statement, but the act of planning itself seems crucial.
Absolutely. Just going through the process of thinking, okay, when this happens, how will I respond? Makes a huge difference.
How so?
Well, for one, it forces you to consider potential obstacles. You start thinking about what might get in the way and develop tactics beforehand.
Ah, proactive problem solving.
Exactly. It also helps reduce that common trap of underestimating how long things make. And crucially, it improves your memory for acting at the right moment.
And there's a commitment aspect too.
Yes. Forming a plan acts like a little commitment device. We generally feel a bit uncomfortable breaking promises, even just to ourselves.
And I suppose telling someone else your plan makes it even stronger.
It can, yeah. That public accountability can add extra motivation for some people.
Are there situations where these planning prompts are, like, especially useful?
They seem to work best when your intention is already pretty strong. You genuinely want to do it, but there are definite obstacles.
Okay.
Also, if you don't currently have a plan, if forgetting is a risk, if there's a specific timeline or deadline, those are all good scenarios.
And when the planning helps you pinpoint specific barriers.
Yes, or if it's for a specific future time and you can detail the implementation really clearly, focusing on a single goal helps too.
The sources had some great real-world examples. I remember the voting one.
Oh, yeah. The voting study was classic. Just a simple phone call prompting people to plan when, where, and how they'd vote significantly increased turnout, even in a high-stakes election.
That's amazing. Just from making a plan.
And the flu shot example, too. Mailing prompts, asking employees just to write down the date and time they plan to get their shot, increased vaccination rates quite a bit.
It really shows the power of that simple act of pre-planning, doesn't it?
It really does.
And it's not just for these one-off things. It seems great for ongoing habits as well, like the studies with women doing breast self-exam.
Mm-hmm. Those who formed implementation intentions were far more likely to actually do them.
And the weight loss study with obese women. Specific plans for diet and exercise led to significantly more weight loss.
Yeah, and even just increasing fruit and vegetable intake. Planning specific if-thens, like if I pack my lunch, then I will include a piece of fruit, showed positive results.
It's fascinating that it goes beyond physical actions, yeah, too, even into emotion regulation.
Right. That was really interesting. Creating intentions like, if I see a spider, then I will stay calm and breathe deeply. That was shown to be more effective at reducing disgust and fear than just having the goal not to feel those emotions.
So you're planning your emotional response?
In a way, yes. You're planning a concrete action to manage the feeling when the trigger occurs.
And what about social situations? Can it help with social anxiety?
There's evidence for that too. Implementation intentions might increase interest in future contact, even in anxiety-provoking situations, possibly by sort of shielding you from the negative impacts of that anxiety, giving you a preset behavioral path.
Like having a script ready almost. Freeze up mental bandwidth.
Could be. So while the early idea was just about simple cue behavior links becoming automatic, more recent thinking suggests the conscious act of planning itself is really key for maintaining that change over the longer term. It's not just the trigger.
Okay, that makes sense. And this idea of goal shielding, that sounds useful.
Yeah, the idea that these if-then plans can help protect your ongoing goal from distractions.
Like cravings for junk food when you're dieting. Or unwanted thoughts.
Exactly. It helps you maintain focus by pre-deciding how to handle those specific distractions.
Mm-hmm.
If I crave chocolate, then I will drink a glass of water. It can improve success in dieting, sports performance, things like that.
So it acts like a mental bodyguard for your goal.
That's a good way to put it.
Is there anyone this doesn't work well for?
Good.
Any limitations?
There is one mention. For individuals with high socially prescribed perfectionism, meaning they feel intense pressure from others to be perfect, this kind of rigid planning might actually backfire and negatively affect performance.
Ah, okay. So it's not a universal magic bullet, but seems powerful for most people.
Very powerful, yes.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, the listener? Well, instead of just vaguely wishing for a change, try designing a specific if-then rule.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a common situation, a trigger, where you tend to get derailed from your goal.
Yeah, identify that moment.
And then decide in advance exactly what small, concrete action you will take when that trigger occurs.
That's the core of it. This simple technique can be surprisingly effective. It helps build those tiny habits through conscious planning.
So maybe pick one small goal you have right now. Identify a key trigger situation. And then formulate your if-then response. What's the first if-then that comes to mind for you?
And that really highlights the importance of self-awareness in this whole process, doesn't it? Understanding your own personal triggers, your typical responses. That's really the foundation for designing if-then plans that will actually work for you.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.